where West End punks and Wolseley hippies can get along. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Tune in to Groundswell Radio every Monday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. From integral serialism to post-minimalism to improvised electroacoustics and everything beyond and in between, Groundswell Radio opens your ears to the world of new music. Interviews with composers, rarely heard recordings, and so much more. Sit back and listen to something new and different on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
Folk and punk. And this is, we're going to hear a wide variety of shows this afternoon. Probably focus on a couple of genres. First of all, listen to some folk music. Folk, and then also folk punk, and then also some blues rock. So we're going to have a contrasting duo. Start with a little mellower sound, and then close with some raucous bands. But first of all, before we say anything, we got to say hello to the guys who bring it all here.
Fasten your seatbelt.
And that's Stray Dog and their tune of Fasten Your Seatbelt, after which the show is named. Anyway, we're going to listen to, as I said, a more wide variety of programming today. We're going to start with the band The Pogues. They're an Irish, English, Celtic punk band led by a guy named Shane McGowan. Initially, they were derided as the greatest disaster ever to hit Irish music, but over time they were hailed for their energetic, raucous live shows. And although McGowan died in 2023, the band has promised a 2025 tour. So let's check them out. This is The Pogues with their song, Lorelei.
Same old sad song, same old song.
That was the Pogues with Lorelei. Great tune from a great band that carries on without their leader, Shane McGowan, but continues to play and promise shows in the new year. Anyway, our next band is maybe stretching it to call it folk, but the Manic Street Preachers are certainly a band to be reckoned with. They continue to flourish. They've delivered a melodic sound with some thoughtful and provocative lyrics and continue to produce interesting music to this day. So this is their tune. It's called This Is Yesterday.
Listen to what I said. Just listen to what I can't keep silent. The only way to gain approval is by exploiting the very thing that cheap comes me.
That's the Manic Street Preachers with a tune called This Is Yesterday, a band that, although the loss of one member over the years, they've maintained their group and continue to perform and record and recommend them to you. They've certainly got lots to say. Stretching the punk definition maybe probably more appropriate than folk, but they they certainly want to tell some stories and offer some opinions in their songs. The next band has the same goals, the Oyster Band, a British folk rock group of great talent and a very unique sound. They've toured the world. They've been to Winnipeg, the Folk Festival, and the Pyramid Cabaret a number of times. Great musicianship and definitely stories to tell. This is a couple of tunes we wanted to play here for you. One is called The Lost and Found, followed by a very memorable tune called Coal, Not Dole, which was written during the Margaret Thatcher years in England. So anyway, check them both out. We'll start with The Lost and Found.
Far enough.
that was the Oyster Band with their tune, The Lost and Found. I'm going to play one more song from a little off the beaten track in terms of radio programming, because this is more a solo voice. A song called Coal, Not Dole, and it was written during the Thatcher years, as I mentioned, of government in England. And this is a song that they penned, obviously making a point here. So listen to Coal, Not Dole again from the Oyster Band.
See, you're a very, very quiet one. This is from a woman called Kay Sutcliffe, who lives in a village called Aylsham in Kent, and she wrote this when two pits in the Kent coalfield closed and just shut the other one. So this is for her and them down there. It's called Coal Not Dole. It stands so proud, the wheel so still, a ghost-like figure on the hill. It seems so strange, there is no sound. Now there are no men underground. What will become of this petty yard where men once trampled faces hard? Tired and weary, their shift done, never having seen the sun. Will it become a sacred ground? Foreign tourists gazing round, asking if man once worked here, way beneath the pitted gear. Empty trucks once filled with coal, lined up like men on the dole. Will they ever be used again? All left for scrap just like the men. There'll always be a happier for those with the money, jobs and power. They'll never realize the hurt they cause to men they treat like dirt. There'll always be a happier for those with the money, jobs and power. They'll never realize the hurt they cause to men they treat like dirt. Yeah.
And that's a brief tune and a message from the Oyster Band, and certainly a terrific band, great music, but also some very important messages, that being one. Anyway, on to our next artist, a gentleman by the name of Richard Thompson, who I believe we have not yet heard on this program, which is an oversight because he is a much lauded member of the Order of the British Empire, and he first emerged in the folk rock group Fairport Convention in the late 1960s, and since then, he's performed as a solo artist, a duo with his wife, his former wife, Linda Thompson, as well as with other musicians. He continues to play, even though he's in some advanced years, but he continues to perform and make a big impact. So here's Richard Thompson.
Gone. Long. She clipped him in the air and she told him what's wrong.
that was Richard Thompson with his tune Stony Ground, continuing the folk genre that we've been playing in the first half of the show tonight. And now we're going to shift a little bit to some bands that have messages and could be described a little bit as folk, but the guitars are up front and certainly make a statement. So the first band we're going to start with is a band called Big Country that you may have heard. They appeared in the 1980s and led by a gentleman named Stuart Adamson, and they created a pretty unique bagpipe sound with their guitars and their compelling lyrics, and they had a lot of success, particularly in the UK, but also in North America. Unfortunately, Adamson died prematurely, but the rest of the band has soldiered on, and they're still performing in Europe and to great acclaim, with a very steadfast following, and they are always well received. Anyway, this is a song called The Lost Patrol, and this is Big Country.
We beg no pardon.
That's Big Country with their tune, The Lost Patrol. Anyway, moving further into guitar-driven rock, we're going to listen to a band called Bad Company. They were an English rock supergroup formed in 1973 but disbanded in 1982, although they have occasionally reformed to record and perform and performed again most recently in 2019. But their lead singer has also worked with other bands. Unfortunately, at this time, his poor health has restricted his appearances, so we'll have to just enjoy the band on disc. So we'll start with one of their first songs, titled Bad Company, and here they are, Bad Company.
Thank you.
And that was Bad Company. Like most rock blues band, mourning the loss of a relationship. And actually, we're going to play another tune which focuses on that sad reality for some folks. This is a band. This is a band called Big Company, but this song is called "Good Lovin' Gone Bad." Bad Company, Good Lovin' Gone Bad. Our next artist is a guy named Gary Moore. Amidst all the changes in the music scene, blues-influenced bands and their music continue to create and perform, and Gary Moore was certainly one of the best, beginning his career in the 1970s and continuing until fairly recently when he died in a very unfortunate point in his career, when he was certainly still performing and creating great music. Anyway, we certainly have lots in his catalog to enjoy. So this is a band behind Gary Moore as he performs a song called "Moving On." I'll be gone before the morning. there he goes. Gary Moore, moving on, and he's moving on out. Next band, Jason Isbell, one of my favorites, and certainly a person who has left his previous band and set out on his own. He was with the Drive-By Truckers, set out on his own, and has been very successful. So let's check out one of his more recent ones. It's a song called 24 Frames. Just hang on a minute while we try and find 24 frames. There it is. It's here. Now we just have to get some sound. That would be a good help. Step to take. Okay, there we go. Now I got it. We're going to listen to Jason Isbell, 24 Frames. Well, for some reason, Jason is not performing for us, so we'll move on to the next artist. And we'll play a little bit more of Gary Moore and then figure out what's going on here with his buddy, Jason. Anyway, here is Gary Moore again. Gary Moore playing his tune and replacing the absent Jason Isbell. We'll get Jason on another time. Anyway, got time for a couple more tunes, and we're going to start with a gentleman by the name of Joe Bonamassa, certainly well-known and an American performer who's been on the scene since 2000, and he's had 15 solo albums and has earned 3 Grammy nominations. Notably, he's also cites his guitar player influences from Clapton, Gallagher, Moore, who we just heard, Beck, and these are some of the people who have influenced his music. So let's listen to Joe Bonamassa and a song called Self-Inflicted Wounds.
Your mistakes.
And that was Joe Bonamassa with self-inflicted wounds. Looking at the clock here, we've got time maybe for one more tune, so we're going to turn it over to a guy named Dave Hole, an Australian superstar, but hasn't made a lot of impact in North America. However, you may change your mind and follow him because he's a great guitarist. And this is his classic, or not his classic, but the classic song, Bullfrog Blues. So thanks for listening today. Listen to Dave Hole.